needs to be said that we have these games where, you know, we perhaps play fairly well the week before without, you know, without seeing a game out or seeing a result, and then we turn up the next week against a side that some of the players in the dressing room, there's two or three, if not four, who I think sometimes think the game's over before we even cross the white line. We did the usual, we warmed up, and we got, you know, they went over the white line, and for the first 20, 25 minutes we didn't play all that well. Although I will say the initial goal was a bit of a, well, I think it was a misjudgment by Trevor rather than the fluke or anything else, because Simon, as we know, does boot it a long way. It's one of those occasions where I think Trevor should have stayed on his line and waited for the bounce. He chose to perhaps come, but sort of only half came to the bounce. And of course, skidded off the top greasy surface and went in the back of the net. So 90 seconds in, we were a goal down, really, to a keeper. Once we did get our rhythm, I thought they were very, very good on the break. They got to be fair to them, they're a nice young side. They're improving all the time, Radnor. It's good to see they've got the young lads in there. And on the break, they're very, very good. But we did sort of put them under a lot of pressure for, say, 20, 30 minutes of the first half. And then also we started the second half a bit slowly again. They had a couple of breakaways, but when we got our rhythm again, we really did sort of pound them towards the end. We hit the crossbar and the post a couple of times. Created lots of good opportunities and just wasn't going to go in the back of the net. I sort of started the second half and I thought at that point I'd take a draw because we just weren't, whilst we were creating the chances, we were playing all right. We just really, whether we didn't believe in ourselves enough or what, I don't know. We just didn't seem to get our heads up. We weren't doing enough work off the ball. On the ball's fine, but it's the same problem we've had a lot of the season. We're just not working hard enough, and we haven't got the ball, and we're not in possession. We're not pressing enough. We're not, especially in midfield, we're not working enough.
Then right at the death, Trevor almost redeemed himself.
He did. It was almost something for Soccer AM, wasn't it, really, with Simon scoring in 90 seconds and Trevor had a chance in 90 minutes. We had about 6-7 corners on the trot. And the last one, the ball came in. It was cleared off the line. Trevor then sort of turns to hare back to his own goal in case they're on the break. Somebody shouts, Trevor, he turns and volleys it, and it's the post. We did have a couple of shouts, very close shouts, sort of midway through the second half, I think it was. One we thought went over the line, but by the looks of our supporters behind the goal, I don't think it did, so that was fair enough. That was called right by the lino and the ref. Although I think when we did put the ball in the back of the net, whilst Paul had a very good game, probably called it right for the player backing into Simon when after the ball crossed the line, I think Simon did push somebody as the ball was kicked in from the corner. So I think really we should have had a penalty or should have let the goal stand. But, you know, that's a minor thing, really. That's Paul, I thought, had a very good game.